Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Solomon Wilcots, host of the opening drive on SiriusXM NFL Radio and Believe in Bengals podcast, joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Solomon, welcome to the show.
Well, guys, hey, great to be on with you. Nick and Dustin, greatly appreciate you having me.
Well, we're happy to have you. Now, you weren't privy to this, Solomon, but my co-host will be going out to Montana as part of his play-by-play, or sorry, analyst duties tomorrow, and we're asking the question whether he should get a cowboy hat or not when he's out in Montana. We'd like you to weigh in, please.
It sounds like a simple question should solicit a simple answer, but I'm a you got to see a guy's head, the dimensions. Does he have a long
nuanced head, man?
Or is it? I mean, there are other dynamics. There are other metrics. Some guys look good in a cowboy hat, some don't. I would suggest that because of geography, you should, but not if it makes you look like you don't belong, right? It's not a simple answer, at least not for me. It is.
Does Solomon Wilcots own a cowboy hat?
No, I do not.
Don't. Okay.
All right. So
if you went to Montana, would you at least try one on?
I would try one on,
okay.
And I'd see how if I
yeah,
look cool
see how it looks
it,
on the dome, right?
If I look cool in it, I'm sporting it. But if I don't, I'm not. I'm not going to do it just on geography. Like, I've been to Paris multiple times. And
congrats on all your success.
You know how you would say? It wasn't for me. No, I can't pull that off. Some can, some can't. Don't fool yourself. That's what you don't do.
We might be fooling ourselves, Solomon, here in Cleveland. The Browns 5-7. We're trying to sell ourselves on a playoff run here, and yet the Bengals stand in the way here. I'm trying to think of the best way to put this. How convinced are people in Cincinnati that this game's going to be different than the way Monday Night Football went for the Browns and Bengals a couple weeks back?
We don't. I hate to say it. Now, listen, Bengals have lost, what, 5 in a row to the team. The last time the two teams played, Nick Chubb, the day they drafted him, I was more ecstatic about that draft pick than I was about the Baker Mayfield pick, because I knew it then. He's a special player. And I do believe, because the Cleveland Browns, where they are really – above the norm, I think offensive line, defensive line, and the running back. You'd be surprised. You rank in the top 5 across all of our metrics at PFF in those areas. And I think the window's closing where I'm like, Cleveland Browns should have been able to feast upon having one of the best offensive lines or one of the best defensive lines in football and the best running back. By the time you get good everywhere else, you kind of hope that those areas are still good. But I still think you hold the advantage. Now, it doesn't mean you're necessarily going to win, but I think if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, you should feel pretty good about it.
When you look at, you know, the way Deshaun played in this game this past weekend, I'm kind of giving him a pass, Solomon. I played, and we know how difficult it is, you know, to come in the middle of the season. Guy hadn't played in 700 days, and to just pick up where you left off is really tough. And the speed of the game, not really even having a preseason, just going right into a regular season game, I'm looking at it thinking, you know, I expected him to look rusty. Maybe I didn't expect him to look that bad, but I do think he's in a difficult spot.
First of all, I can tell you right now, I had looked it up about 4 weeks ago when he first came back into the building. I started doing the math, and I saw it was 700 days between the last time he played, the next time he'll play. And then I did the other math, and that's 30 days shy of 2 years. Now, for those of us who played, and I try to talk to some people, I can't tell you how many people I heard, well, he is Deshaun Watson, and it is the Houston Texans, and he has been practicing. He's gotten the playbook. He's been in training camp. I'm like, this game is played with intensity, played at a much higher velocity and speed. There are synopses, things that have to fire so quickly that you can't imagine. Now, you, Dustin, I know you understand it. But the point is that there's a reason why you only get better by playing, not by watching, not by practicing, not by looking. Only get better by playing. So that's why they wanted to get him back to at least 6 to 8 games. Because this season, I can tell you right now, if they were to be honest and transparent with you, this season's a wash. Let's see how we can get him polished up before we get to the offseason.
Solomon Wilcott, host of the opening drive on SiriusXM NFL Radio and Believe in Bengals podcast on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Since Monday Night Football, the Bengals have gone from 4-4 to 8-4. They are tied for first place in the AFC North. How have they done it?
Well, they've done it because they have a really good roster. They've got depth at the wide receiver position. They've done it without Jamar Chase mostly. They've done it without Joe Mixon. Samaje Perine, you go back and check his college. I mean, he was a Nick Chubb type runner. This guy had a game where he had over 400 yards rushing. You know, 1 week after guy up in Wisconsin set this single, you know, Jonathan Taylor set a record, this guy set a record. You know, it's like, I'm just telling you, he's phenomenal. Not only running it, catching it out of the backfield, T. Higgins is a one. Right, you saw him in the game, the Monday night game. He made an impact on that game. It just wasn't enough of those kind of plays. That was a game where we ran the ball 10 times, 36 yards. Thought Zach Taylor let the game get away from him a little bit. Had he given it to Samaje Perine a little bit more or Joe Mixon. The offensive line's playing better, guys. And Joe Burrow, I'm just telling you, man, this guy's the truth. Not saying that because I'm a Bengals fan. He could be playing on the other end of Alaska. If I saw him do what he does, I would say, who is that guy and where can we find more?
When you look at this division going forward, you know, for the next 5 years, with Lamar, with obviously Deshaun Watson and Joe Burrow here in the North, we don't know about Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh, obviously. Would you put it up there with maybe the AFC West, in terms of one of the best divisions with quarterbacks?
We're better.
Show your work.
Kenny Pickett is going to be a good player. You know why? Because he already is, but he's being cultivated, kind of like seeds being planted in the right garden. Tell me who's cultivating it. It's Mike Tomlin. Okay, now I know it's going to grow to be its full flower, right? I mean, a guy walks across, he's in familiar environment, comfortable. When Mike Tomlin says he's good enough, we're good enough, it's a done deal. We're not turning our backs on it. So it's a supportive environment for really good talent. That's why players flourish with the Steelers. They are a development team. They get it. They don't pull the plug and restart, replant, reset. No, we're going to live with it. Watch and see how it turns out. I think they're off to a good start. Deshaun Watson was once one of the top 5 quarterbacks in our league the last time he played prior to Sunday. I believe when it's polished, he'll be back. He'll be that again, and the Browns are going to be a team to be reckoned with. Joe Burrow is the next thing coming. I saw the game on Sunday. That's a reincarnation of Ollie Frazier. That's a reincarnation of Brady, Manning. Write it down. I'm not making it up. You don't have to believe it. It's okay, because what me saying it is not what make it so. It's the talent that you watch and the mindset and how they play the game. The guy who has the ball last is going to beat you. So these teams are – Lamar Jackson is must-see TV, man. I think we should just enjoy the ride. I don't get caught up in fandom. Well, he's not my guy, so I don't like him. Or he's on the other team. I love football. I love players. I love guys who like Dylan. That's what we have in the AFC North. So I'm really excited about the future of the division.
Solomon, Chiefs-Bengals played this last weekend. The Bengals outlasting the Chiefs here. The other big team that we saw involved in the late playoff push last year in the AFC was the Bills. If I asked you to pick one team to have the most serious chance of winning it all, Chiefs, Bengals, Bills, who would you take?
First of all, I don't like the way you set it up. You had coded language in there. The Bengals outlasted the Chiefs. They beat them, bro. They beat them.
They outlasted them.
Can you say that? Can you just say it? Because it's clearly
they beat them, so.
I mean, they beat them. They took the ball from Kelce, and they took it right down the field and scored. And then they stopped them again, and then they took it down the field again and could have scored. So, just say it, okay? Because if I was to speak with the same biased tone, then I would give you a certain analysis that would say the Browns have no shot. But because I'm not that way, I would say the Browns could run the table. If the quarterback comes alive, they could conceivably. They are that good on defense. They have that good of a running game, that good of an offensive line. I pull for the Browns because I think they are a good team with good talent. I think they have good management. I think they've got a lot of great things in play. But if you ask me to choose between those three teams, you tell me where the game's going to be played, I'll tell you who's going to win. If that game's played in Buffalo, I'll tell you right now, the Bills are – I saw them go 8 straight possessions and score touchdowns on all 8 of them against the Patriots. Called the perfect game. The Bengals have already proven they can beat any. In fact, they're going to play Buffalo week 16, the penultimate week of the season. And the Chiefs, there's a reason why they posted 4 straight AFC championship games. So I do believe when you play a game at home, it gives you 3 points. It's going to give you some momentum. It's going to give you something. So tell me where those games are played. I'll tell you who's going to win.
That's fair enough. Check out Solomon Wilcots on the opening drive on SiriusXM NFL Radio and the Believe in Bengals podcast as you guys get ready for the Browns-Bengals this weekend. And you will want to see what former Bengal Adam Pac-Man Jones had to say about Patrick Mahomes after this loss. Solomon, great stuff. We appreciate your time.
All right, guys. Take care. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.